Tested is sponsored by Duke Health, where cancer researchers have made it possible for patients to receive stem cell treatments at home. More information at dukehealth.org. Tested also receives support from Hungry Harvest, delivering farm-fresh produce and kitchen staples to your door starting at $15. Every delivery fights food waste and supports local hunger-solving organizations. HungryHarvest.net.
I'm Leonida Inge. This is Test It from WUNC, a look at what the day's challenges tell us about where we are, what we believe, and who we want to be in North Carolina and the South. Today, why young people vote. Early voting wraps up this weekend in North Carolina, and just in case you haven't heard, it's been off the chain. Even in the middle of a pandemic, more than 4 million North Carolinians have already cast their ballot. And young voters are getting back in the game and coming out in big numbers. About a million of those ballots belong to folks under 30. Young voters showed up in 2008 when Barack Obama first ran for president, 48.4% voter turnout. But their numbers in presidential elections to follow started to fall off. Well, that seems to have changed in 2020.
Hi, I'm Hannah.
Meet Hannah McKnight. She's 20 years old and technically a junior at Duke University. But she took the semester off and started spending the past several weeks at the downtown Durham bus terminal.
Safer, and then we keep windows down at least 3 inches while we drive, just for, you know, COVID safety. That's what we do. All right.
I read the handbook.
All right. Thank you. I'm glad you're here. All right. Thank you.
Hannah helped set up Durham Drives. She used social media to encourage people with free time and a car to give other people rides to the polls so they can vote.
And I found that every organization in Durham that typically does drives to the polls was not doing it anymore. And because of COVID and because of the liability, they decided that they were not going to do individual rides to the polls.
Since the start of early voting, Durham Drives has registered more than 300 drivers and arranged more than 500 rides to the polls.
I think for me, part of the reason why transportation was on my mind is I don't have a driver's license and I can't drive. So I kind of feel like I know what it's like to be in Durham and not be able to get anywhere. And I do like to joke that I started it just to get myself a ride to the polls.
Really? Hannah says after sitting at home during the pandemic and attending racial justice protests this summer, she felt the need to do more. And young people like her are doing more.
Young people were more civically engaged this year, doing things like attending rallies, the kind of civic engagement that kind of shows that they really are interested in what's going on in the world. And so to see that translate into voting doesn't surprise me at all. They were doing the kinds of things before the election season that would lead me to believe that they were going to come out in stronger numbers.
David McLennan is a political science professor at Meredith College in Raleigh. He's also the director of the Meredith Poll. They've been conducting surveys and polls throughout this election season.
So we've seen, at least as of 5 days ago, five times the number of young people early voting, either through the mail or through the in-person early voting systems. But also, what's important to me is a 10% increase in their voter registrations. So, which means that they're registering and voting in higher numbers. So again, it's this idea of civic engagement is now translating into voting behavior.
And turning civic engagement into voting seems to be making a difference, especially in North Carolina. According to research from Tufts University, North Carolina is in the top three states for ballots cast by voters in the 18 to 30 demographic. It sits right behind fellow battleground states Florida and Texas. So far, young voters in North Carolina have cast about 26% of the ballots. That's according to Next Gen North Carolina, a left-leaning group focused on voter turnout.
I think there are three major factors that are affecting youth turnout. The pandemic, I mean, it does raise questions about their future, whether they could go to college. So the economy is a related issue with the pandemic, and it's clearly affected the North Carolina economy as it is elsewhere. And then the whole focus on racial justice. I saw it just anecdotally in my classes since the summer and when George Floyd was killed. And it's just, they see this as a monumental election. They may not be necessarily strongly for either of the presidential candidates, but they see their vote that it matters in terms of the direction of the country. Some people will remember that in 1972, we hit our peak of youth voting, and it's because of the Vietnam War. And so sometimes it takes what they see as a major turning point in our nation's history for even young people to come in. I think we're there.
So you're not that surprised about this rise in activism and even political participation of young voters right now. But when you look at the numbers, what did surprise you?
Well, you know, I want to caution people that we'll see an increase in voter participation among young people. Their turnout levels are not what we might see with boomers or Gen Xers or anything like that. I mean, so we're talking about an increase of maybe 20 or 30% in the turnout over 2016. But if you look at them as a percentage of the overall population, the under 30 crowd is a huge part of the American population. So if they did vote in numbers that represent their actual size, I mean, they would be a political force that could change Congress, could definitely influence the presidential election and even state politics. But again, we're not talking about that level of turnout. One of the things that's interesting, and I saw this on a recent Time magazine cover, it showed the some Parkland kids who said, you know, it's our time because we're now eligible to vote. And it's interesting how I've seen that go viral among the kind of age group we're talking about. They see the Parkland survivors as sort of a symbol for their generation because they have been so active. And so it's interesting the kind of role models that young voters turn to. Yes, the politicians are important, but it's other activists of their own generation. And I always tell them, my generation messed things up. It's up to you to fix it.
As groups like Durham Drives work hard to push people to the polls this month, some organizations are building on momentum that's been years in the making.
So by the midterms, there was so much youth engagement, and it was coming from them. Like, that's where the motivation was coming from, is wanting to participate, wanting to have a voice.
That's Chevy Kanakoneru. She's the executive director of North Carolina Asian Americans Together, also called NCAT. The nonpartisan nonprofit advocates for better representation and inclusion of Asians and Pacific Islanders, a demographic also referred to as APIs. It's a group that's growing quickly across the country. Asian Americans are the fastest growing racial or ethnic group in the U.S. electorate, according to the Pew Research Center.
And youth numbers are up as well, but there's still a ways to go to reach parity. This year has been a little bit different because even though we've seen record turnout numbers across the country for youth and for API youth, there's still a segment of the population that feels sort of disenfranchised by the process and doesn't feel like any of the candidates running for office and presidential all the way down necessarily reflect them, their values, and sort of like a genuine nature.
Koneru says her organization has encouraged young folks to vote through their affiliate group, NCAT in Action. In terms of policy, young voters she's spoken with are most concerned about climate change. And as far as candidates go, there's been some excitement in the API community about Kamala Harris and her Indian heritage. But that excitement doesn't necessarily apply to everybody.
There's definitely been motivation around Harris and the Indian background, but not for youth so much. This is for, you know, my generation, for people who are older.
it is exciting to see a vice presidential pick that is of Indian descent because it's this acknowledgement of our community. But I think for youth, that doesn't really resonate with them because they're looking more at her background and some criminal justice issues. And so when they're thinking about representation, it'd be great if it was an Asian American candidate. But more importantly, they want a candidate that cares about Asian American issues and represents the issues they care about. We're going to just keep doing what we've been doing. That's not going to change no matter what happens during this race. It's just some of it may be more reactive than proactive. But yeah, I would say it's incredibly important, particularly for Asian American youth, because our community has not had a voice in North Carolina before. And unless everyone turns out from our community and really, you know, casts their vote, has their voice heard, we're not going to start to be acknowledged in the wider North Carolina community. And so I just think it's really important to come out, vote for whoever you support, but definitely vote.
Chevy Kanakoneru is the executive director of North Carolina Asian Americans Together. More in a moment.
Hey, I'm Charlie Shelton-Orman, part of the fired-up young voter population that has political watchers so mesmerized this year. I'm also a podcast producer at WUNC. With Election Day so close, it's hard to think about anything else, right? We know, and you should know, that we're doing all we can to make sure you have the most factual, up-to-date, and thought-provoking news and information available in your podcast feed. We hope it makes your life a little easier to have a source of reliable coverage of issues and events that affect you. And speaking of easy, there's something really easy you can do to support the work we do. Visit WUNC.org, click the little green button at the top of the page, and pledge a donation in any amount. I'm going to go ahead and say thank you because you're already supporting WUNC by listening to this podcast. But remember that we're listener funded, and our donors help us build on a foundation of trustworthy journalism and strengthen our ability to bring you more podcast episodes like this one. That little green button is waiting for you right now at WUNC.org.
Earlier this week, a large bus pulled up on the North Carolina Central University campus. The sides of the bus read, State of Emergency Vote Tour. Young Black activists from across the country are making stops in swing states between Florida and Michigan, encouraging young folks to vote.
I think there's a lot of narratives out there that are saying to folks, hold your vote, don't vote, neither candidate is great.
Angelo Pinto is a passenger on the bus and co-founder of an organization called Until Freedom. Pinto, who's 38, barely a millennial, says it's his job to pump up younger voters because there is a lot of work to do.
So we're competing with a lot of narratives. I mean, I think we're also competing with candidates that don't always serve our best interests. I think we're also competing with kind of policies that don't always meet our needs.
Pinto says that's why he's not just pushing young folks to vote. He's pushing them to get organized.
Some of the most energetic folks we've seen has been young folks. We had a ton of high school students in Alabama who were out knocking on doors with us. They understand the importance of the election, even for some of them who are not at the age where they can vote. So they're doing their part. And we often say to folks, sometimes many of our votes are for those who cannot vote.
Justin Wright understands that. I caught up with the 20-year-old junior at North Carolina Central, checking out the big bus. He was wearing a black hoodie that read, Black Voters Matter.
People feel like their voice is never heard, and this is my first time voting, so I'm like, I'm gonna make sure my voice is heard today, and I'm excited to see how election's about to go.
And it's this excitement that might show us old folks up come election day, with Gen Z and millennials possibly having their biggest voter turnout ever. That's it for this episode of Test It. I'm Leonita Inge. Charlie Shelton-Ormond is our producer. Lindsay Foster Thomas is the executive producer. Thanks for listening.